Welcome to Dharma Glow. We're a community of conscious beings who are devoted to co-creating new earth. We value joy, peace, equity, and love. Our mission is to ignite the essence of our community by sharing tools for liberation and inspiration. Join us on the path to purpose, peace, and universal harmony. Time to come together to awaken our inner radiance. Let's glow, fam. Enjoy this podcast where we showcase some of the brightest minds and hearts in the creative space, in the healing space. It's all here to inspire you. And if you're inspired by what you hear today, please leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts, as that'll really help spread the energy of this movement. Thank you. Enjoy the vibrations. So before we get started, I just wanted to let y'all know that we have monthly community events that bring in great artists from all over the world that are raising consciousness and spreading the vibrations of love. High vibration, cold pressed juices, and all that. On September 25th, we have the magical sounds of Free Soul and Lava. If you don't know their music, you should definitely check it out. I'll be sharing from my book, From Infinity to Infinity, and we'll have yoga, silent disco, vegan food. It's amazing. And then in October, we have Londrell. So he'll be coming through to play music off his album, Stay Free, and also share some of his poetry. So if those type of events are something you want to experience, make sure you go to dharmaglow.com and sign up for the email list. Stay tapped in. Once again, that is dharmaglow.com. Join our email list and you will get notifications when tickets go on sale and when we have other community events that you're not going to want to miss. All right, let's get into the episode. Yo, what's good, family? I'm here with the one and the only divine Natalie White. What's good?
What's up?
I'm glad to have you on here. We met at Connected Camping, it was like a month ago or?
Yeah, about a month.
About a month, which is this really awesome little gathering in Atlanta where you just go out to this farm and it's not like hardcore camping, but it's enough to be out there in nature and feel like connected to the land. And I think I actually saw you right when you were driving in. You like drove right past the sign and I was like, yo.
Yeah. Like the first person I saw.
Yeah. We had some good dance parties.
Mm-hmm.
So how are you doing today?
Oh, stressful day today.
Yeah?
Yeah. How are you?
I've been feeling stressed out today as well, but our little conversation and banter before we actually started the podcast has me feeling in a little bit of a better mood now.
Oh, definitely. I felt better the second I started talking to you.
Yeah, I'm glad to hear that. That's a good thing to talk about, is how we navigate the ups and downs in life, because obviously you're Divine Natalie White and I know you care about being in the heart and sharing vibrations. I see that all over your social media pages, but we're also human beings and shit isn't always sunshine and rainbows all the time. So we got to be real with what's actually going on and learn how to navigate that and communicate and support each other. So what do you like to do? Do you have anything you like to do when you're feeling upset? Do you like to connect with friends? Is there like certain rituals you have?
Yeah, I always call my best friends and talk to them about it. And I write in my journal or I just sing and dance.
I think that's huge, using your voice. I need to incorporate that one more.
What do you do?
I do yoga. I meditate. I try to get out of the environment that I'm in. If I'm inside, then I'll try to go for a walk, maybe put my bare feet on the earth, try to connect with nature and maybe put my phone away, get off of Instagram or something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Just to bring me more into alignment with the natural rhythm of life.
Definitely.
I started listening to Abraham Hicks again today. Have you ever listened to that?
I think I read one of his books.
Yeah. I really like listening to the audiobooks. That helps me clear away anything that's
having me vibrate at a low frequency. It's just, there's no reason to continue to focus on that. I'm not denying that it happened, but I don't need to keep putting my energy there.
Facts.
Yeah.
Whatever you focus on grows.
So now let's think about what we do want to put our focus on. I know for one, I'm interested in hearing about how you became Divine Natalie White. Was there a moment where you were like, okay, now I'm not just Natalie White, I'm Divine Natalie White?
Definitely. Yeah, I've been doing social media for 10 years and started off like really tough, like past drug addiction and just like falling in the wrong crowd, doing the wrong things. But I ended up getting to a point where I was just like so done with it. And I was just like, what's the point? And I started going through the spiritual awakening. And at that point, I deleted all of my social media and I didn't have social media for 2 years. And then I came back to it. And I was like in my journey, but I wasn't there all the way. And I was sucked back into like old habits of just like overworking and draining myself and like getting caught up in my ego. And then after, I don't know, like a year of doing that, I gave up social media again and I didn't touch it for like almost 2 years again. And then when I finally came back to it, I came back as Divine Natalie White, like after spending 2 years just hiking every day, meditating and like fasting and going raw vegan. I've been vegan for 4 years, but I didn't really start the raw journey until 2 years ago. And that's when I changed my name to Divine Natalie White around the same time. And I just felt like I just didn't want to drain myself doing things that I didn't really care about, like for attention. And just do what I actually want to do and like what I love and just not care what people are going to think about it.
Yeah. So a big part of taking your energy back and refreshing it was letting go of social media so you could just focus on your actual experience.
Definitely. I had to find myself again.
Yeah, I think that's great. And I think it's interesting that you did it twice. So after you did it the first time, did you feel like in your center or yourself, or because you obviously came back to it. So were you feeling, okay, I'm ready, but then you started again, you were like, actually, I'm not ready. Let me back up.
Exactly. Yeah. I jumped way too fast.
And how were you able to recognize that? Was it like a feeling or what?
My body just felt so drained. I started getting really sick and my digestive system was just acting up and like my physical health was taking a big toll because of it. And it was just, okay, if I keep doing this is what I'm going to do to my body at the same time. Like my chi strained, my spirit strained, and I just have to stop.
I love that. I love that you were tuning into yourself. And I think that's something that's not necessarily encouraged because we're told that this is this, or you should do things this way so often that I'm still working on being fully aligned with who I actually am and what I feel like my flow is. And everyone has a unique flow and like a unique expression of them and of life. I feel like you can take suggestions and it's good to be open to people when they share perspective, but then only incorporate it if it actually resonates with you. If you heard what she just said, you said, you know what? Like I've been feeling drained around social media, then maybe it's time for you to look at that or evaluate that, not just because she said it, but because there was some resonance in there.
Yeah. The shoe fits, probably wearing it.
Do people ever reach out? Like, how do people interact with you online?
What do you mean? Like through messages?
Yeah. Do they reach out for advice? Do they show love? What's the energy that you're receiving? Because you put out a high vibe, so I'm imagining that people are pretty cool in response.
Yeah, honestly, people are so sweet. Like, I don't really get a lot of negativity on social media, to be honest, but there I do get it. Like, it's out there for sure, but most of the messages are really sweet, really supportive. And yeah, people ask me for advice, and it's just amazing that I feel self-supported. And I just feel like before, in the past, my social media experience was just not like that at all. It was so negative. So she just like really shows me what I'm attracting now.
Yeah. I'm curious what type of advice people are asking for, because that would show like where people see your gifts.
A lot of women reach out to me and they ask me how to find their confidence again, how to feel okay expressing their sexuality, and also like advice on eating healthy while trying to become vegan.
Yeah, I think that was one of the first things I noticed about you when I looked you in the eyes, is how in yourself you were, and just like seemingly comfortable in your own skin, which I feel like is a relatively rare thing in general, but especially at your age. I feel like when people do have that trait, they usually develop it over time, but you have it. That's dope.
Thanks. Definitely took a long time though.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just shame. It's like the hardest template for me to go through. So I feel like it's one of my main purposes is just to release shame and help other people do that. So I felt a lot of shame throughout my life. I feel like the only reason why I was able to develop it at my age.
Yeah. And where did that shame come from? Was it, do you always have it, or was it like somebody shaming you?
Yeah. Like, ever since I was young, we all go through it, being shamed and judged for everything about ourselves, what the things we like, the way we dress, our expression, being different. There's judgment everywhere from our family, our parents, society, and like being closed into classes, being separated by color. It's just like the shame and judgment is just everywhere. And people are just trying to like teach us to do it to ourselves so that we can be domesticating ourselves. And yeah, I feel like just a lot of that. And then the more I did it to myself, the more I found myself in situations where I felt even more shame. I just kept doing more things that didn't align with myself. And I just felt so ashamed, and it just got worse and worse until it got to a breaking point where I was just like, I can't do this anymore. Like, I have to find another way.
Totally. I hear that. And is that when you mentioned you had some struggles with drugs? Is that when you were experimenting with that to try to escape or alleviate the pain you were feeling?
Oh, yeah, definitely. There was a lot of commotion in my life as a kid. Like, my family, just a lot of really stressful environment, arguing all the time. And yeah, I definitely, and same at school, like the school I went to, was just like fights every day, all the time. So yeah, drugs was definitely like a huge pain relief. And like, for myself too, because the judgment I put on myself was just so extreme that I just didn't want to feel or think anything. And as the voice in my head was just so mean to myself, and I just couldn't hear it talk. So I was just high all day, every day, for years, from 13 until 18.
What was your drugs of choice?
Xanax, alcohol, promethazine, codeine, cocaine, ecstasy, this, triple C's.
You're going hard out there.
I was going hard.
Yeah. I'm glad you made it to the other side of that and show up as such a radiant being now.
Thank you.
Yeah. It takes tremendous strength to be able to do that. And if anyone is battling with substance, do you have any advice or perspective about how to step away or things that maybe work for you?
I feel like you really have to ask yourself, do I want to live or do I want to die? Because if you want to die, then you're going to keep doing it. And if you want to live, then you'll stop. It's really just a mindset. And you have to make a choice. Like, you're going to go one way or the other. But you just have to realize that it's gonna catch up to you. And definitely fucked my organs up a lot. So I don't want to see anyone else have to go through that, because you can fuck them up fast and it takes years to heal them.
Wow. Was there a specific moment where you had that voice in your head that said, I want to live, and then you started changing your behavior?
Definitely. Yeah.
What was that moment?
after a lot of hardship, I found myself like homeless, living out of the back of my sister's car. And I got into a lot of fights with my family. But that night they let me come home. And it was like my body was just so like dead. I was like bedridden and I couldn't really digest food. I couldn't get up or walk or anything for a month or so. And I was just like, I've gotten a bunch of money before. Never made me happy. Like drugs never made me happy. I was just like, what is the point of life? Like, this isn't it. I'm going to die if I keep doing this. And I don't want to do that. So yeah, I want to live.
So you had that inquiry, what is the point of life? Do you have an answer now or what life means to you?
The point is to just experience and accept it all, the good and the bad.
Yeah, I definitely think we're here to experience because we already are everything that is, but we get to have these specific experiences as these individuated pieces of consciousness. And for me, it's also about becoming a conscious creator because we are inherently creative beings, but then learning how to create skillfully in a way that uplifts yourself and others, I think is really important. And it's definitely my point of life or how I view things. And I think that's part of the reason we connected because I feel like you feel similarly. And I could tell because we vibed out at Connected Camping, listening to each other's music, where you were coming through with the Bay vibes and I was coming through with, I don't even know what to call it, like these cosmic trance.
Mm-hmm.
Does that sound right?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. So you were telling me you just finished your album. Tell me more about your musical expression and that creative outlet.
On this album specifically, I feel like I finally show like the dark and the light. In my past albums, I feel like I was just trying to focus so hard on trying to be positive. And I feel like I finally realized, actually, no, we're both. And it's okay to show that. And you can, it's okay to be there, but you don't have to stay there.
Yeah, the contrast makes it more interesting.
Definitely. And more authentic.
Yeah. If you don't want to watch a movie where nothing bad happens. It's all about transcending the experience and like growing from it.
Exactly.
So what's the style of music? I know what I listened to was just, it was like rap, like Bay Area rap. What was that one song we listened to? What was it called?
La Land.
La La Land. It's so good.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much.
And then this album is what?
It's more like tranquil, trance, emotional hip hop.
Trance, emotional hip hop and R&B. That sounds like a new genre.
Yeah, I'd like to think.
Does that body of work have a title yet?
I surrender.
I like it.
Thank you.
When can we hear it? When can we look forward to that?
I'm going to release a single soon, probably within the next month and a half. And then the album, probably 2 months.
Okay, bet. So maybe we'll record something that'll end up making it onto the album when you come out this way. I'm glad of that. Yeah.
That would be so much fun.
Yeah. So Nat is going to come out for the next Dharma Glow experience, which is September 25th in San Diego. It's going to be featuring Lava and Free Soul, who are an amazing power couple, amazing musicians, just like light beings spreading this really funky, dope, grounded, but also like catchy as hell pop music. And that it was an interesting story. I'll let you elaborate on how you connected with them. But so me and Nat met at Connected Camping on like a Saturday, right? And then that night we were listening to music and I was like, yo, you got to check out this music. I played for this artist Free Soul. It's going to be at the Dharma Glow event in September. And she was like, this is fire because his music is undeniably good. It's just like, it's fire. And then the next day, after you left Connected Camping, tell that story.
So I was listening to Free Soul again the next day. I listened to his whole EP from the one you sent me, the one with Blossom on it.
Yeah.
And Love Potion. But yeah, and I really liked it.
And they're based out of Philadelphia, a lot of Free Soul, but I think they happened to be in Atlanta that weekend for an event.
Yeah. So I'm in the spa and I'm listening to their music. And I'm like, I go to his Instagram. So let me reach out to him. And then I see him post a picture. He's in Atlanta. I'm like, what? So I'm like, you know what? Let's just see. So I hit him up. I was like, hey, like, you trying to go link up tomorrow? You and Lava, eat some tzatzikis, go to Erica Park. He was like, oh, yeah, definitely. Blessings. I was like, let's go. And then, yeah, we linked up. Oh, they're so cool. We went for a hike and just like really connected. Like, they gave me great advice, definitely, like personal and about music. And they're just, I got a really like genuine hug with them. And it was just so much love. Like, they're really great people. Amazing. Great.
Yeah. People. Yeah. They're special. It's such a cool story that you went from hearing about them one night to kicking it with them the next day. And so both of these people are mega stars in the making. We all are, but there's some really talented people. And I feel like the world is catching up to the frequency of music that they create. So it's not like mainstream yet, but I feel like the mainstream will catch up to that sort of consciousness. But they are artists in the deepest sense of the word to me, where the artist serves as almost like a shaman for the community and like bringing through the energy that's healing and uplifting. And I think certain artists have done that. The Miseducation of Lauryn Hill is, and like Marvin Gaye's album, like What's Going On, is like that, where you feel like they're like teaching as well, but in this really high vibe way. Or Bob Marley is like the quintessential example.
Definitely. Yeah. I really feel like everyone in that frequency, like we all know each other. I've seen Lava or Lava's friend post pictures. They were with another old friend that I have like for years. So I'm just like, what? They know each other. And then I talked to Christian. You know him? Like, I know him too. My friend worked with him. It's just like everyone on that same frequency. We just all somehow run into each other.
Yes. And that's reassuring, because I felt like for a while there, maybe a few years ago, it was easier to feel isolated or like weird for the ways we wanted to interact or what we thought the world should be. But now consciousness has shifted a lot to where it seems like there's a lot more of us. I don't know if that's true. I just think maybe we're more connected, or the synchronicities have increased, or whatever it is, but there's definitely a lot more opportunities to connect with like-minded people and souls.
Yeah, it's a blessing. I don't feel alone anymore.
Yeah, that's a good feeling. And hopefully it's inspiring to anyone out there who is desiring a more connection, that connecting with someone really awesome could be as simple as a sincere request on IG and be like, yo, like, what's good?
Literally meet those internet friends. Right. Definitely do it. Almost all of my friends, like in the spiritual community, I met through Instagram.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah. I know we hope to connect with somebody while they're listening out here at this festival. We got the 10%. We'll do 11%. 11% code for Divine Natalie's crew for anybody that wants to come through. We'll share the link to the event. And if you use the code Divine, you can get 11% off your ticket. It's got cacao ceremonies. We got breath work and yoga. Lava and Friesel are going to perform. We're having silent discos. Probably have a little talent show for people to get out there and show a little something.
And I'm going to be there, of course.
And Natalie's going to be there, of course. Yeah, it's got to be special. I'm excited.
Do you know if you're going to extend it longer than what you plan?
So it is going to be a 3-day festival. It's going to be the 24th, 25th, and 26th. And the place is called Hacienda Wellness. So I think that co-curating the vibe in the whole day, but most specifically on that Saturday, which is where I'm like basically curating the whole event. So the rest of the time we'll still be vibing out, but I think it'll be more like juicing and detoxing and like centering. And then we'll still be doing that type of thing on the Saturday, but Saturday would be more of like a play day.
Already begins.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's important to intermingle those things, because yes, we all want to heal. We want to grow. We want to expand. But the point of life is to be joyful and to appreciate our experience. So you got to find the mix of like cleansing and alignment and like getting turned, because there's a sweet spot in there.
Yeah. I feel like I lack the getting turned part. I forget about that part a lot.
Yeah. It's good to let that energy out.
Definitely.
I feel like that's why hip hop is the most popular art form in the world, is because people want to feel swagged out. Like they want to feel that. Yeah.
Definitely. Yeah.
It's that root chakra energy.
All the way.
Twerking on out.
Twerk it. Man. Twerk the grocery store.
I don't think I've seen that one yet. I haven't seen anybody twerk in the grocery store.
Right here.
Okay. We'll go to the grocery store while you're out here.
Okay.
A little IG video of you breaking it down. Yeah, it's going to be fun. All right. So anything else you want to share with the people? Anything you're excited about before we wrap it up?
I think you guys should go to Dijon's event, because if you're already feeling isolated and like you want to make friends in this conscious community, his events are the place to go. Or just like any other type of event like it, similar in your area, I highly recommend it. You're just going to meet a lot of soul family and feel so much better.
Totally. We would love to have you. It's dharmaglow.com. dharmaglow.com. And this one's going to be in San Diego. We're working on one in Atlanta as well in early October, and another one in late San Diego with Londrell. And if those places aren't close to you and it's not feasible for you to do that, then like you can create something on your own with your friend. Like y'all could just go camping and spend time in nature and maybe do a talent show with each other. It's just like the more connection we have with nature and each other outside of the propaganda producing narratives that are constantly being thrust at us, I think the better, and just connect to what's real.
Yeah. Spending less time on electronic connection and real life connection.
There you go. That's what's up. All right. I want to end this one with a little visioning session. So if you could vision the rest of this year for yourself, and how would you like it to play out in the most ideal way? Could you verbalize that for me?
Yeah. So it's me. I have a bunch of trips planned for the rest of the year, like two every month. So I just see me like connecting with my friends, like still just having fun and being healthy, focusing on being balanced and not falling into my overworking workaholic habits and just having fun a lot more and just keep traveling with the people I love. Just my friends are the thing that I most love most. As long as I can see them and spend time with them, my life's perfect.
Ashe. We got a little less than a month until we'll be kicking it again, so I'm excited about that.
Yeah, me too. I'm so excited.
Yeah, it's going to be lit.
What about you? What's your vision?
Yeah, so I just want to keep building these experiences and making them collaborative. And I feel like that's important for the movement, that they're made in like a circular fashion, meaning that like everybody is part of its rise. I think what I took away from like the 60s was there a lot of movements and organizations that had like very powerful like figurehead. So when they wanted to stop the movement, they went after the head of the movement. And that's why there are all these assassination attempts and all that stuff. And I think it is true that people have different roles. Like I'm an Aries, right? So it's natural for me to start things and just be like, let's do this thing. But as much as possible, I want to create them in a way that they become sustainable and communal. So it's like something everyone feels like they're a part of, just spreading out more into the world. It's more about the vibe than it is about this person did this.
Literally, I've been trying to get that into people's heads. Like, man, some people I feel like still get stuck in the idea like, oh, we're doing this. No one else can do this. No, it's amazing. Like that we're all doing it. Like,
right.
we're all, it's for the same purpose, for the same intention. Why does it matter? There's no competition. Let's just all do it together. We can work together.
Totally. And I think it's cool to have your own thing because then you get to express your individuality, but that individuality is hopefully towards the same outcome, which is more connection, more harmony, more fun, more love, all that.
Right. So I could never be mad at that.
Yeah. 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 That's what's up. They're my friend.
You're my friend.
All right, y'all. I think that may be it for today. Thank you so much, Divine Natalie White, for coming through to share your divinity and also sharing like the journey, how you became who you are. And for anybody that's struggling out there, know that a lot of times the struggle is you being formed into a diamond, right? Like you need that pressure to really like connect with the essential part of yourself so that you can shine and you can relate to people and you can meet people where they're and all that.
Mm-hmm. If you don't crack, you'll become the diamond.
There you go. That's what's up. Thank you so much for coming on, Matt.
Thank you for having me, Dijon. I appreciate it.
All right, we're out.
Bye-bye.
All right, fam, I hope you enjoyed that episode of Dharma Glow. We're here to inspire you and to elevate your consciousness so that you can live a life that leaves a legacy of love. If you enjoyed what you heard here today, please leave us a review on Apple Podcasts, sign up for the email list at dharmaglow.com, and stay connected. Spread the word, because what we're doing here is essential to the formation of New Earth. As long as we stay connected, we can't lose. Much love. This is Dijon. I'm out.